Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good is the important word in the introduction to the Doug Steffen program. It is the Good Day Show. Hello. Let's have another day that is good, shall we? Let's have some conversation that's good, that be healthy, wealthy, and wise. All right, can we do that? Jay Kirshner is here to help us all be healthy, wealthy. Or maybe we'll do the comparative degree, okay? My English. Okay, listen to this, James. This is picking up on more English grammar for you. We are going to be healthy. The comparative degree, we could be, the general reference could be, we're healthy, wealthy, and wise. And the comparative degree is we are healthier, wealthier, and wiser. And the superlative degree would have us at our healthiest, wealthiest, and happiest, or whatever the EST. We are healthy, wealthy, and wise, healthier. No, I like being healthiest. Wealthiest and wisest. How about you, Jay? You in for that?
I'm just glad to be here. Any day that ends in Y.
Yeah, really. That pretty much takes care of all of it. That's very clever of you. Yes, unless you spell Sunday the way the ice cream folks do, and then it doesn't end in Y. It ends in an AE. But we're going to take the Y route, if you will. Speaking of routes, so. This business about the freight train shutdown, there are a lot of ramifications for that. Excuse me, in case you didn't realize that most of the things, you know, America's the thing that they advertise, the trucking company, the American Trucking Association, says Americans needs roll on trains. Well, America needs roll on trains and trucks. So what happens if the infrastructure brought about by a train strike makes the American system of delivery collapse? It won't collapse, but it sure as heck isn't going to help things any under the circumstances. And so what we have here is a failure to communicate. It would seem, that's what all labor stuff is about, isn't it? A failure to communicate. People on one side don't really hear what the other side is saying.
Yeah, everybody wants what they want. They're not really willing to hear. But also, they need to take care of the employees. And when your employees are striking because they're just trying to have fair working environments and safe working environments, that says something.
But who says that's the situation here? That's what they say. That doesn't mean that that's true. Apparently, there has been overnight anyway, all of the hoopla, there has been a tentative, this is a tenuous time. Got a tough thing with the, I was talking to the president of the bank that I do business with yesterday, and I was complaining about the interest rate on the loan that we have. And he said, what are you looking at me for? We have that kind of relationship. He says, what are you looking at me for? Speak to your federal government. And, you know, he's right. The Fed, he's a guy that's been in banking all of his life. And there were three or four of his people and a couple of other bankers who were there. So he had a conversation for 4 or 5 minutes about inflation. Why we have inflation, what's being done about it, and the fact that all of these bankers agreed to the same thing. That there's really no communication. Nobody really understands. The public doesn't. And if the bankers don't, then what the hey? The idea that we have inflation comes from people spending money that they have. Sometimes it's the government. Sometimes it's industry. In this case, it's the government for the most part. So the government has spent us into a tizzy, especially it started during the pandemic. And Joe Biden's administration certainly hasn't helped because they're spending like they had it, and they don't, but they still keep spending. So what that does is more money is, you hear the term, we're going to print more money. Well, literally, that's what they do. They just run the presses more, kick out more $100 bills, and so you can spend more money, cash your check, you can borrow money, you can do all kinds of things. or get money from the government. That's the best trick these days. Let's get more money from the government. We're going to pay off our loans. Apparently, there's a hiccup with that. Now, did you see that, Jay, that there are people in the government who want to, people in Congress who want to stop that, keep it from happening. Who knows where they're going to go, but under the circumstances, the fact that there was a looming or a possibility there'd be a railway labor strike so that all of the rail systems, the rail system that delivers the foodstuffs and the coal and all of the things that we need, like it or not, that are, you know, we have a big infrastructure of railroading. There's nothing more interesting, for, I shouldn't say nothing more interesting, but it's fascinating to go across the country. Whenever I drive from coast to coast and go down Route 10 through the Southwest and see these huge Santa Fe trains, freight trains, that are a mile long, and some of them are just plain freight, some of it's coal, some of it's oil, but it's, you know, it's, that's a pretty demonstrative way of looking at how critical the rail system is, and this is not the time to disrupt our economy. So, excuse me, you started to say.
No, I was just going to say the alternative, if there is a rail strike that lasts longer than a week even, we would have to have drivers and semi-truck drivers start carrying things. But are there enough trucks? Are there enough trucks? Are there enough drivers?
Yeah.
Can the infrastructure of the roadways even handle something like that? Because it seems like there's already a lot of issues just on the road, period.
Well, the here we go back again to inflation and the amount of money that's been spent. Actually started with Trump, with, I think it was a $140 billion bill that was passed to work on roads and bridges. Remember that? That was, I think, in the last year of the Trump administration. Let's spend all that money. So we go back to, if you want to talk about labor unions, this is Labor Month, I guess, because of Labor Day. And we think more about it. And I think I said this, I usually do say it on Labor Day, and I say it whenever I get the chance. We have now, there is a need in certain industries for labor reform, shall we say. Ownership, big companies control, like in the rail industry. There are three or four big companies that control pretty much all of the freight lines. There are smaller ones. I know a fellow who lives near me who owns the Providence-Boston Railroad. And it's a very lucrative railroad, small, carries freight from Boston to Providence, and there are a lot of spurs along the way. So he's very, very healthy in terms of his financial well-being. There are a few people like that that have some of these smaller rail. I'm sure if I looked around Cleveland with you, you'd find one or two private railroads that maybe go from Cleveland to Akron or from Cleveland to Cincinnati or, you know, those. Mm-hmm. But they rent the rails from the big owners who, like, there's one of the big rail companies that owns most of the rail that Amtrak uses, for example. They don't own the track. It belongs to private entities. And by the way, Amtrak was saying it was going to stop most of the long-distance passenger train schedules because of the potential of a rail shutdown. But now that that's gone, I guess if you're planning to use an Amtrak train here, there, or everywhere, or anywhere, you'll be okay. What I use if I take a train is the high-speed Acela that runs from Boston down to Washington. It's quite a good train, actually. This is not, but they were never, the passenger train business was never a part of the labor dispute. There's no freight in any of the trains, so anyway, the good thing is that, that things will not be as bad as they might have been at midnight tonight. So 115,000 freight rail workers in unions. That's, by the way, the trains are where the union movement started. There's the old feather bedding. Those of you who are a little older, do you know much about the train system as it works and how it works, Jay?
To a degree. My father's father was a train engineer, train conductor.
Your brother's father?
My father's father.
Oh, your father's father. Yes, I remember him telling me that, as a matter of fact. Those were the good old days. There was a certain amount of panache there's a certain amount of, there was a, what, when people found out you worked for the railroad or you were a conductor or an engineer, there was great, I used to love to watch the trains. My grandmother lived in a little small town. My mother came from a little small town. My grandmother, grandfather, Ashley, Illinois, which is about 55 miles directly east of St. Louis. And the trains, the main line of the Illinois Central, went right through their backyard. So the trains coming from Chicago down to New Orleans or wherever they were going, same with the Louisville and Nashville Railroad, main line of that went right through the backyard as well. So there's a cross there. And I used to, every time when I was 4, 5, 6 years old, when I visit my grandmother, hear the train whistle, run out of the house and go wave to the engineer and wave to the conductors. It was, and, you know, there was a time when it was a lot of fun, really, to ride in railroad trains. I remember we used to take the overnight, the sleeper car out to see my grandparents. Everybody was so friendly, and it was so much fun. It was an exciting, you know, now it's just kind of boilerplate, like getting on an airplane. But anyway, the bottom line of this discussion is that the strike, which could have badly damaged our economy, is, you know, now apparently not going to happen, at least according to some of the latest words. The union stuff, union movement, Democrats love the unions because the unions love the Democrats. And the reason that the unions love the Democrats is because the Democrats pretty much are the ones that support all this infrastructure stuff. And we wouldn't need it all if we really got down to brass tacks of building roads and bridges the way they do everywhere else, much better than we do here. But that's a different subject for a different day. Joe Biden says that avoiding a shutdown is a win for everybody. The rail workers will get better pay, improved working conditions, peace of mind around their health care issues. And he said the agreement was hard-earned. Okay, well, if that's the case, good. So we can move on. Keep moving. 18 past the hour. Yeah.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working on play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Pro Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The FDA approved two reformulated vaccines that are designed to guard against Omicron coronavirus strains. Currently, the predominant strain almost everywhere is BA5 with a little bit of BA4 mixed in. So the FDA gave emergency use authorization, which are booster doses to be given to people already vaccinated against the virus.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now. Time for us to catch up on some of the social media gossip. Maybe a little of Doug's dirt is here, and this certainly is dirt because R. Kelly is dirty as the day is long. So we'll get his story. It'd be nice to get rid of, to kind of sweep this guy away because of what a disgrace he is. This, I'm sure the folks at O'Reilly would be happy to know that the update that we have here from social media, sponsored by the folks at O'Reilly, don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and let their professional parts people scan your vehicle. It won't cost you anything. They'll retrieve the information, the codes. They'll tell you what the possible solutions are, and they'll help you find a professional technician nearby if you need one. For check engine light diagnosis and repair advice and the right tools to repair things on your own, get it all. Get it from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like she's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store. Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and see it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Okay, so R. Kelly, who's an R&B singer, convicted on federal child porno charges for making videos of himself abusing This jerk.
Oh, yeah, his 14-year-old goddaughter.
Yeah.
What? She's now 37, only has been identified as Jane. But the jurors deliberated for about 11 hours, and he was found guilty on 6 of the 13 counts, and each count carries a 10-year sentence.
Good. See you later, you jerk.
Yeah.
He's done.
It's already coming on top of what he's already serving at the 30-year sentence from when he was found guilty for sex trafficking and racketeering in a separate federal case in Brooklyn. This one was in Chicago.
How do guys like this get notoriety, become popular when they are so bad? This guy is bad to the bone, to the core. He's a creep. And so he's been around. People think, there's still, every once in a while you see something, this poor guy, it was trumped up charges, etc. No. He's a sexual predator who uses his fame to prey on 14-year-old girls or underage, whatever age. And then he's dumb enough to record the stuff on video.
Mm-hmm. The jurors, the poor victim who had to live this and the survivor of this, and then the jurors who had to watch this because that's part of the trial.
Yeah, watch it, yeah. All right, well, he got what he deserved anyway. So good riddance to R. Kelly. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, a gentle touch. You know, think about how most cats are handled. How often do owners lift them up with one hand, grabbing them somewhere around the middle of their stomach? Poor kitty dangles in the air, and the stress from her body weight is placed directly in the middle of her belly. Would you like to be held like that? I bet not. It certainly doesn't sound comfortable to me. As a matter of fact, I think it would hurt a lot. How many times have you dropped your cat to the floor from a height of a foot or more? Cats are small creatures, often no larger than a newborn infant. Would you handle an infant like that? I don't think so. When you touch your cat, do it ever so gently. A soothing touch will convey a lot to our fragile fur balls. She'll come to trust the calm in your hands, she'll know you're sensitive, and she'll feel the concern and love you're transmitting. Gently stroke your cat every day. Pick them up gradually. Lay them down softly. That's why so many cats freak out when people go to pick them up, because they know the end result may hurt. Handle them gently. They'll be your best friend. Remember, they're just little guys. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As negotiations between the railroads and labor unions approached a Friday deadline, passenger rail provider Amtrak said it would suspend all long-distance train service starting Thursday to avoid disruptions caused by a potential strike by freight workers. The White House this week.
A shutdown would have a tremendous impact on our supply chains, as you all know. It's going to have a ripple effects into our overall economy.
Joe Schwederman on Now This is a board member of the Midwest High Speed Rail Association.
You throw in a rail strike and tens of thousands of containers can't get to where they want to go.
Indian Prime Minister Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping will come face-to-face on Friday for the first time since deadly border clashes in 2020 strained ties between the Asian countries. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization is a meeting that will also include Russian President Vladimir Putin. USA Radio News.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
You drink coffee?
I do.
Yeah, you do a little bit, right?
I do. My husband hates the smell of coffee. Home brewers. Later in the morning.
How is it when he kisses you after you've had a cup of coffee?
Oh, that's we're married. We don't kiss. We don't touch. It's keep your distance. Stay away.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, you found the Doug Steffens Good Day program with the no-kissing Jay Kirshner as the co-host of the program. No, I don't kiss my husband. Nah, we don't kiss anymore. Ooh. Okay. I'm kissing here.
You held on to that just for a while.
Yes, I did. Okay, so we're into Thursday, the Ides of September the 15th, so halfway through the month and a week away from the first day of fall. Boo to all of those. The fact that we're halfway through the month is a big boo. The fact that next week is the first of fall, that's a big boo.
Woo-hoo.
And yesterday, I know, you love this, watching the weather forecast last night before I went to bed, the weather forecaster said, and pretty soon, the leaves will start to change. That's the biggest boo of them all.
It's so pretty.
Boo!
It's so beautiful, those
boo.
Colors.
Boo! Yeah, they are beautiful. You're right. But then there are no colors left because there are no leaves on the trees, which means it'll get colder. People will get sick. People get pneumonia. They'll die. See? the bad weather causes this horrible. Everybody, it's the death. And actually, I have been told by my various shrinks over the years that I had a thing about, and it had to do with family more than anything else, I guess. But when my birthday comes along in November, it starts a cascade with me. Well, actually, it starts with the leaves going away and going into the cold weather and yada, 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 the end of the good weather, which is what is the best part of my life, being on the farm, doing all that stuff in the summertime, being outside, yada, yada. And all of us have a great time when the weather is good. Why do you think so many people go to Florida or even to the banks, the Outer Banks of the Carolinas in the wintertime? Because it's warm. Who wants to be cold? The same with going to Southern California, where I try to go, where my children are, or people go to Arizona now a lot. Not too many people go to New Mexico, but a lot of people go to Arizona. Anyway, it's because they want to continue. I don't know why people like going, and I say this lovingly to the folks listening in Arizona. I can't quite figure out why people like Arizona. It's dry, it's like a desert. It isn't like a desert.
Unless you're in Flagstaff.
Yeah, well, you go north. But Flagstaff can have snow in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
I've driven through. Yeah, that's so. What do you need? Who needs that?
And
the
gorgeous.
And those pine. If you go along the 10 in Flagstaff, there's something about that area with the pine trees. It just looks barren, even with the pine trees. You
I
like
think it's
it.
So pretty. I think it's so pretty. I had a friend that lived in Flagstaff for a while, and I'd go visit him. And then my best friend that lived in Scottsdale, Phoenix area for quite some time. She's since moved to Dallas, but I love visiting her. The only thing I did not care for was the fact that the water pipes were above ground. So if it was a really hot day, trying to brush your teeth with warm water was a little gnarly. But other than that, I thought it was fantastic.
You don't brush your teeth with warm water? I always brush my teeth with warm water.
No,
I turn on the hot water. Doesn't the warm water get your teeth cleaner? Get your mouth cleaner? Warm water is more cleansing than cold water.
I trust the toothpaste to take care of that part.
No, no, no. You got to have the combo of warm water along with the toothpaste. I used to brush my teeth with soap, never used toothpaste. It was always warm water and soap. Clean that stuff right off your teeth.
See, I can do cold water, I can do hot water, but when it's that weird in-between where it's almost like the same temperature as your mouth, that's kind of funky.
Really? That's good to know. So we found out something else about Jay Kirshner, folks, that we didn't know.
One of the many
quirks. The fact is that she is not into mediocrity.
I brush my teeth with cold water. The black
she brushes her teeth with cold water. Unga bunga.
So
we have a lot of folks that listen in Phoenix, and that's good. And this is not meant to be a personal affront. Don't take it the wrong way. You got, I think it's three or four other stations around now down south where Tucson is. Anyway, it's if you like it, you like it. It just happens to be a point of a personal preference. That's all. So let's get to our extraordinary situation. Every day is extraordinary, and hopefully you celebrate every day as a day that's extraordinary, and you make your life extraordinary. So I suppose my question, I like to start every portion of the program with a question, what are you doing to make your life extraordinary today? Think about that. What's good about your life today? Good news from the world of your health and well-being. The end of COVID-19 is in sight. At least that's what some say. It depends on who you talk to. The pandemic is over, says the number of people.
Already moved past the pandemic period.
I think we have, yes, right. But anyway, the deaths are off by 20-25%, and so yeah, there's a vigilance that's necessary, no question about that. Dr. William Schaffner is concerned that people will focus on the message that it's over and they may stop being cautious. He says it's important to emphasize that it's not going to disappear. That's what Ken Kronhaus, the doctor, one of the two doctors that's associated with this program, says on Good Day Health. It's not over. It'll never be over. It's here. It's like the flu. It's like colds because it's the same thing. Basically, colds are caused by a virus. Nobody knows really what, and the same thing is true with the flu. And that's what this is. It's just a different variety of the flu. So it's irresponsible. And what would you expect other than irresponsibility from the World Health Organization, controlled by the Chinese, to tell you that everything's all set, everything's fine? Now, well, everything's better, and you're less susceptible to get it, but there are new viruses that are related to COVID. I'm trying to pour water on this, but the other side of it is that it's not fair, and it's not, on my part, it's not, I guess, ethical to tell you that it's over, because it's not over. And whether or not you get immunity from vaccinations or not, get a good, strong, the word to the wise is build up your immune system by eating better food and connecting yourself to better supplements so that you will enhance your own immune system, because I think that's the reason I've never gotten this, because I have a strong immune system. Did I get the shots? Yep, I did. But I know a lot of people who got the shots and they came down with a pretty serious case of COVID. So it wasn't the cure. It was a help.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it was okay. But these, you look at the number of different variants here, they've certainly thrown us the variants curveballs. And so you're going to have more of this stuff. Just the fact that we allowed ourselves to be crippled by COVID is still the, I think in my lifetime, this last 2 years' experience has been probably the most outrageous reality of my life. And I would say a lot of people would, no matter what their age, would agree. What we allowed ourselves to be cowed into doing, I know some of you think this is was a smart thing to do. I don't. I have never thought. From the very first day when it started to be real, end of March in 2020,
mm-hmm.
when people were talking about shutting everything down, I may have been the only guy who said, what? What are you talking about? Why are you shutting everything down? How's that going to fix everything? Well, we got to keep people from getting it. So you tell them how to get, you know, the mask idea was a pretty good idea. Getting the shots, yeah, pretty good idea. Immune system, all that stuff. But to shut down
not everywhere shut down. That's the problem. It's almost like if whether or not they didn't shut down, then there wouldn't have been such economic issues and there wouldn't be so many shuttered businesses. But then with the shutdown, what if everyone truly shut down? Could that have possibly helped? We'll never know because not everybody shut down. Even in Nashville, Davidson County shut down, but all of the surrounding counties went about their business as usual. Nothing really shut down. And you have all those people that are living and working, but also coming to Davidson County where Nashville is. So it was like you shut down half the stuff and then the other half wasn't and everybody's still intermingling. So really, that was so silly.
Well,
so pointless.
There's a lot of silly stuff going on, that's for sure. This portion of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, for your boat, for your RVs. You want the right protection, if you will, on the road and on the water as well and at home. See how much you can save. Call them at 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go online. They love you to do that because then they don't have to have anybody, work with you. I love these companies say, call us, or better yet, find us online. No, call them. Talk to somebody. Find a human being to talk to. You get the info you need from Progressive Insurance. But if you're a glutton for punishment, go to progressive.com.
I'm a big fan of online stuff rather than calling people.
Yeah, it's an age thing.
All right,
coming up in a matter of moments, the latest from the world of football. What is going on? Every day it's different. Tom Brady and his wife, are they facing marital issues or is that just beating a dead horse? Are they going to live separately? Whoa! That's come out in the last 24 hours. So she says, no, everything's fine. Well, we'll talk about it after this.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
All right, if you're a football fan, I'm not included in that group, but I suppose we ought to talk for a moment or two about NFL Thursday Night Football beginning tonight, the game between the L.A. Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's on Amazon Prime. Man, what an outrage. You got to buy, you could... There's a game on every night pretty much now, right, in the football season?
No, Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays for NFL.
Okay.
And then Saturday's college
game. So the Thursday game, if you don't have access to Amazon Prime, you're screwed, kind of. Not putting it... But this is the debut of Al Michaels, though, on Amazon. So that's the reason that I pay attention to this, because it's kind of cool, right? They got a lot of people, but this guy... He's the dean of all football broadcasters, so he's going to have a pregame show, the halftime show, the postgame show. They're doing something different, though, aren't they? With the different people that are doing the broadcast. So
it'll be a bigger team and kind of more circulation between everybody. But yeah, this is a big deal with it going to Amazon Prime, and I believe that it was DirecTV AT&T who had the Sunday ticket exclusive rights to, if there wasn't a game in your local viewing area, you couldn't watch unless you were a DirecTV subscriber, and then you could get all the games if you wanted. And I believe that it's not this year, but next year, they have stopped those rights where other people are going to be able to carry more games than just the local viewing area.
Yeah. All right. We've been talking all week, and actually for a couple of weeks, about the situation between Tom Brady and his wife, Giselle. Yesterday we said it seemed everything was okay. Well, not so fast. Apparently they're not living together. He and his wife have marital issues, so the source says. Now, is it believable? It's on CNN, but it's also been in Sports Illustrated. Mm-hmm. So, is there anything?
So many reasons. It could have been that she kicked him out. Was like, hey, fine, you want to play football again? Go live somewhere else. And when you finally say you're done and you're going to retire and stick with it, or it could be something of like he has an apartment downtown because he could just focus on football since that seems what he wants to do.
But she's right talking about how violent the sport is. I think she's on the right side of this. And as much as we hail Tom Brady, he still is glamorizing a very dangerous sport. It's 10 before the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It's time for us to visit the farm, check out the food, bring your family into it today. This week, actually, we're celebrating linguine. What does linguine mean? In Italian, it means little tongues. So if you have a little tongue, you're all set, Mr. Linguine. I have a friend whose father, his name was Linguine as well. We used to call him, called him Mr. Linguine because that was his name. Anyway, let's see. Pasta. Yum. Let's see. His cousin is fettuccine. So it's just this shape, right? Linguine. All pastas are the same. I always like it when somebody says to me at a restaurant, well, what kind of pasta do you want? I said, well, what's the difference? Well, the shape. Okay, but are they made differently? No, no, it's all the same stuff. So who cares?
Unless it does have something like the spinach fettuccine or garlic.
Yeah, yeah, if
or
it's veggie.
Like, yeah, but that's just the normal thing, yeah.
Right. I try to get gluten-free for a lot of different reasons. But if you want to make an easy meal, cook some fresh linguine in salt water. Pasta is al dente. That means it's got a little, it's a little, it still has a little force to it, right?
It's a little firm. Oh, al dente is the only way to go.
Really? And then you add some extra virgin olive oil, fresh basil, parmesan, and there you go. But there are people who make it from scratch. They have a pasta press, right?
Mm-hmm.
You mix flour, eggs together.
Or that was one of the big things during the pandemic when everything shut down and people were making their own pasta without the press. They were putting it out on the counter and just mixing everything right there on their counter, no bowls, and flattening it out, then rolling it up and then cutting it, and it would make these beautiful ribbons.
Oh, I didn't know that. Cool. All right, next up, Taco Bell's Mexican pizza. What's the future if you like Mexican pizza from Taco Bell? I can't imagine anybody getting excited about it, but apparently some people do, so we'll take care of you folks right after this.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really. We have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words.
So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
So I know I sound like an arrogant so-and-so, and so Jay, who loves Taco Bell, I said, what do you give her, 99 cents? How much does the Mexican pizza on the menu at Taco Bell
More
cost?
More than 99 cents. Their costs have definitely gone up.
Oh, have they?
Significantly, yeah. But no, the Mexican pizza's back for good. It was taken away, and then people rioted in the streets. Dolly Parton even campaigned for it. Like, this is absurd. Bring it back. And then they brought it back for a quote-unquote limited time only, and it was supposed to be a six-month supply that sold out in a lot less than 6 months. And finally they were like, you know what?
They even did a change.org. You people need to get a life. A change.org petition was created with 171,000.
Yeah. Oh, the Taco Bell CEO, Mark King, was like, I have never received so much hate mail in my life.
Yeah.
Other than when he took away the Mexican pizza and he brought it back. And for people who don't eat meat, substitute the meat with potatoes. It is so good.
Taco Bell has 7,600 stores around the country. And there you go, folks. So there'll be, instead of rioting in the street, they'll be dancing in the street now because Taco has Mexican pizza back again.
I'll meet y'all outside. We'll celebrate together.
CJ at the local Taco Bell in Cleveland or Avon Lake, maybe there's one. I think I remember actually driving by, now that I think about it, in that part of the town where your father and I met at a Bob Evans.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming back from Chicago last spring. And I think right near there was a Taco Bell, if memory serves me correctly.
There is, yeah. You could basically throw a baseball from Bob Evans to Taco Bell where you guys went.
All right, perfect. All right, if you don't you're getting from Taco Bell, you can hire a food delivery robot to bring the food to you. A food delivery robot filmed weaving through parts of Los Angeles by the local NBC affiliate. So there you go. You want your food delivered.
Crime scene.
Right? Yeah, it went through a crime scene to deliver. Okay. That was a little bit of fun here and there at 59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.